Coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn, it's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show with Mark and JC. Sarah's off today. JC is playing Sarah's role today.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be able to fill her shoes.
Oh, come on. You'll be fine. We are covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
Today's show is powered by Du Bois Electric, building lasting relationships since 1967. From homes to businesses, their licensed, fully trained technicians handle it all. Repairs, upgrades, standby generators, EV chargers, heat pumps, and more. No job is too big and no job is too small. Learn more at DuBoisElectric.com. And by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it, squatch it. At 4 locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at Rupert'sBeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupert's.
We have the pleasure of being joined in studio today by a couple of members of the national champion Central Maine Community College men's soccer team, Mitch Cameron and Maddie Waters. How are you guys doing today?
Yeah, it's good. It's good to be back. We've had a nice welcome. Good to be back.
And Maddie, how are you?
Yeah, doing well, thank you.
Excellent. So we are going to be talking to Mitch and Maddie all about their national championship run coming up here in just a bit. But before we do, let's take a look at some headlines for Thursday, November 20th.
The city of Lewiston will announce and swear in its new chief of police next week. The ceremony will be held on Monday from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. at City Hall, 27 Pine Street. With nearly 90 police officers, Lewiston PD is the second largest police force in the state and is one of the few that is nationally accredited.
A majority of Central Maine Power customers will see higher electric bills starting in January after state regulators set new standard offer electricity supply rates for 2026. The Maine Public Utilities Commission said the change will add about $11 to the average monthly household bill for customers using around 550 kilowatt hours of electricity per month.
The Maine Department of Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry announced the launch of the Maine Food Access Map, an online resource that helps individuals and families locate nearby food pantries, meal sites, school-based programs, WIC clinics, and other free or donation-based food assistance services. More information is available at maine.gov.
The City of Auburn's annual Christmas parade and tree lighting will take place on Sunday, December 7th. The parade will begin on Mill Street in New Auburn at 3:30, followed by the tree lighting in Festival Plaza at 4:15. Learn more at auburnmaine.gov. Now it's time for the weather.
Rain or shine, it's all okay. Grab your uke and start the day. You don't need perfect skies above. Hey, just a song and a little love.
Mostly sunny today. We'll have a high of 43 and a low of 23. Cloudy tomorrow with afternoon sunshine, high of 46 and a low of 27. A cloudy start to Saturday with some afternoon sunshine breaking through with highs in the low 40s.
In sports, the Bruins lost to the Anaheim Ducks 4-3. Boston will visit the Los Angeles Kings tomorrow night.
The Celtics host the Brooklyn Nets tomorrow night.
The NA3 Nordiques lost to the New Jersey Titans 13-0. Oof, they took it on the chin there. The Nords will visit the Binghamton Buzz tomorrow at 4 p.m.
The Maine Nordiques hit the road to take on Rochester Junior Americans tomorrow and Saturday.
The Lewiston Maniacs will host Universal Academy on Friday and Saturday at the Colossae.
High school football Class C state final, Levitt versus Greeley, Saturday at 11 a.m. at Lewiston High School.
And the Patriots take on the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday afternoon. That's your news, weather, and sports. And right now it's time for the podcast segment that is
Sweeping!
The Twin Cities. It's time for Famous People Birthdays.
They're famous. It's their birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays.
You guys are getting into the tunes. I like it. Let's take a look at FPBs for November the 20th. We're going to start off with rapper Mike D of the Beastie Boys, who is 60 years old today. Please tell me you guys are Beastie Boys fans. No, you're not.
Massive.
Not really.
Not really? Okay, what do you guys listen to?
Honestly, anything, to be honest. A bit UK rap.
A lot of UK stuff. I don't know, like R&B and like
rap. Oh, gotcha.
Rap.
JC, you a Beastie Boys fan?
I've definitely heard some of their songs, yeah. But...
they're legendary. Love the Beasties. Musician Joe Walsh is 78 years old today. He had a successful solo career, and he was also a member of the Eagles back in the day. He's also a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And rounding out FPBs is comedian Dick Smothers, who's 87 years old today. He was part of the legendary comedy duo, the Smothers Brothers. Those are your FPBs. Now it's time for some OTDs. All right, get ready, guys. This is my shining moment right here.
It happened on this day. It happened on this day. It happened on this day.
I apologize.
I like it. I like it.
All right, cool. On this day, 16 years ago in 2009, The Blind Side was released, starring Sandra Bullock, Tim McGraw, Quentin Aaron, and Phil Collins' daughter, Lily Collins.
That's a good film.
Yeah, it's a good movie. 28 years ago in 1997, Kenny G got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Any big Kenny G fans in the house? No? No? That's an emphatic no. 31 years ago in 1994, David Crosby of Crosby, Stills, and Nash received a new liver. Some people think he did not deserve at the UCLA Medical Center because, I mean, he willingly destroyed his first one. So why give him another one, right? 40 years ago on this day in 1985, Microsoft released Windows 1.0, the very first version of the Windows operating system. Oh, you guys have no idea what we went through back in the day. We used to have to sit at our computer for minutes to watch a picture load. It would load one line at a time.
I couldn't imagine that.
Oh, it's terrible. 41 years ago on this day in 1984, the 50 billionth McDonald's hamburger was made. 43 years ago in 1982, Drew Barrymore became the youngest host of Saturday Night Live at the age of 7. Are you kidding me? 54 years ago on this day in 1971, the theme from Shaft by Isaac Hayes hit number 1. There you go. Those are your FPBs and OTDs for November the 20th.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
Hi, it's Donna Harris from Phoenix No Limits Karate here with your daily safety tip. Create a family password and change it once it has been used. Let's all do our best to keep our community safe.
And now we shift focus fully to our guests in studio. A couple of national champions, Mitch Cameron and Maddie Waters, part of the Central Maine Community College men's soccer team. And we'll start with you, Mitch. Have you guys had a chance to catch your breath yet? I mean, you beat Cincinnati Claremont on Monday, correct?
Yes, sir, yeah.
All right. And it's been a whirlwind ever since, right?
Yeah, honestly, it's been pretty crazy since then. Obviously, the coach ride back, which was long, but we got a nice welcome back to college. And since then, yeah, it's been nonstop. Everyone's been so nice. And yeah, it's not really died down yet. The feeling's still pretty fresh. And, you know, I think every one of the boys is still buzzing.
I mean, you got a nice police escort back to the campus.
That was pretty
cool.
I think for the guys last year, it was amazing, and for the freshmen as well to experience that. I think we've all been talking about it. They were excited for it, but they delivered, and they deserved it more than anyone.
And how about this Maddie Waters kid?
Well,
all he did on Monday was score the only 2 goals of the game, right?
Yeah, he stole all the credit in the final, but yeah, couldn't have happened to a better player. You know, he deserves it more than anyone, and 2 great goals as well. Obviously, I've got to mention Albie, who delivered both corners.
Right.
Amazing. Honestly, Albie's had a great season as well, but yeah, Matty deserves it more than anyone.
Maddie, what did that feel like for you?
I was on top of the world, honestly. It was just amazing, like, I couldn't believe it. It didn't feel real.
Yeah.
It was just amazing.
Yeah. And we should tell our listeners, too, that this is not new territory for either of you, being national champions. You did it last year as well under the direction of Coach Dalton Wing, right?
Yeah, we got a bit of a taste for it last year, but Dalton's set up is perfect. You know, he went out, recruited really well. And the addition of Jeremy as well as the assistant coach was, I think, exactly what the program needed to stay at the top, really.
Now, as our listeners are hearing your voices, they're probably thinking, I don't think they're from Lewiston, Auburn, right?
No,
yeah, where are you guys from?
A little bit further afield.
We're from, like, it's called Knutsford, England. It's, like, half an hour from Manchester. So yeah, that's where we're from.
All right. So how do a couple of kids from England end up in Auburn, Maine and become national champions?
Well, yeah, big shout out to Knutsford Academy because they've got a great program going on over there. Tom Horner, Paul Butler, and then a guy called Ryan Conroy who runs Soccer Scholar USA. He helped us get out here. So Alfie Bashford, one of the other captains, came here 2-3 years ago now. He loved it. And since then, there's been a bit of a feeder program coming in, new guys. So I think there's 5 of us from Knutsford now. Matty's girlfriend, who also went to Knutsford, and a guy from Frodsham. So there's loads of English guys at CM now. A feeder program, and it's worked really well.
It's really cool.
And we love it here as well, so.
Yeah.
And soccer is huge in England too, right?
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah. Honestly, I got a bit of a shock when I saw how big it was in Maine. I didn't realise, you know, you go down to Lewiston High School, their games are packed out. And then Portland as well. Now it feels like we're back at home sometimes. With
honestly, yeah.
You guys have been in the States for how long? A couple of years?
Yeah, at the end of this year, we would have been here 2 years.
2 years. And how are you liking it so far?
It's really cool. Yeah, I really like Maine. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
The Central Maine Community College, a really good college. We get on well with everyone there. And yeah, it's great.
Are the climates pretty similar?
No. I was talking about it this morning with one of the janitors and the snow. I don't think we're quite ready for the snow yet. Yeah. I remember it from last year, but, you know, it's cool for about a week and then I'm done with it.
Yeah,
but,
same.
Yeah. Same.
I don't even want that week. I'm just done with it completely.
Yeah, you guys probably hate it more than we do, but, yeah. You know, it's cool to see it and then I just want the summer to come back. We don't get that much snow in England.
No, we don't.
No.
We'll get like 1 or 2 days a year and it'll just be like a little bit. But this is like crazy.
Man, lucky you.
Yeah. I know.
Lucky you.
Last year for the first time it was like so amazing, all this snow.
Right.
And then after like a couple of weeks you're like, oh, I just want the snow to go now.
That's right. Done with it. JC, yeah, are you a winter kind of gal?
Definitely not. I hate the winter.
Yeah, same.
I think we're gonna be in for it this year too. I think it's supposed to snow a lot.
Great. Let's talk about this season because you were, obviously, we mentioned national champions last season. That had to be the goal coming in, was to repeat. Do you think it is more difficult to repeat or to win that first one?
I mean, I think it's more difficult to repeat, to be honest, because, you know, after last year winning it, everyone's goal is to try and beat the people at the top, isn't it? So, you know, we had a target on our back this year. Everyone wants to beat us, and you could see that with the teams that we played. They all just wanted to beat us, and that was their like goal for the season.
Yeah.
And we got through it, and winning again was amazing. So good.
How about that first one when you guys made the tournament? You have the school has won 5 straight Yankee Small College Conference championships.
Yeah.
Which is just incredible. Then you go to the national championship. What was the mindset going in there?
I thought we were definitely one of the favourites. You know, we were confident but not complacent. We thought we had a good chance, but we had to prove ourselves before we could start thinking about that, and just took it one game at a time, really. And I think we did that really well. We were never looking onto the final. We were always just playing a game at a time, beating the opposition that we got put in front of us, and that's what we focused on. It was always just the next game.
How good did that feel when you got to raise that trophy last year? Take us to that moment. What did it feel like? Because some of us, myself included, will never experience that in our lives.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty amazing. I think there was definitely an element of relief in there as well, because it just showed that all them nights, hard work, you know, we were out there for 2 hours pretty much every night, and all of that didn't go to waste. I remember last year, one of the games went to PKs, which is probably the most nervous we've ever been.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And once we won that game, I think there was a feeling amongst everyone that we were going to go all the way. And obviously when we did, the boys were buzzing, but there was definitely an element of relief as well.
Yeah. I don't think like some of us had realised like how big of a deal like winning nationals was like over here. Like we won it and we were like, oh, this is great. But like it was really until we came back here that we realised like how big of a deal it was with like the police escort and like all these people just at school waiting for us. It's like something that we'd never experienced before.
Yeah.
But it was amazing. And to do it again, it was just, yeah, it's been incredible.
Yeah, and I think that's what you just described, I think, is part of the culture at CM that Dave Gagne has built with the athletics program. Like, he treats it like a D1 program.
Yeah.
And he treats his athletes like that. He treats every sport like that. And, you know, hats off to Dave. He's done a fantastic job over there. So now you come into this season, and I did some math on your records over the 2 years, and you guys are 33-1-5 in 2 years, which is just ridiculous.
Yeah, that one loss probably still haunts us because
right.
the way we lost as well. But I saw something since that loss. I think we're on a 32-game unbeaten run, which the reaction after that loss pretty much says it all. And I don't think anyone, the feeling after that loss is probably something that'll stick with us for the 2 years. But since that, you know, we've reacted so well, and we always just find a way to get something out of a game and digging in through adversity. And I think that's what's so special about the team over the 2 years, to be honest.
Yeah.
You guys did not lose a game this year.
No.
Which is incredible. So you win the YSCC title. You go back to Pennsylvania for the national championship. And like you said, you have a bullseye on your back. Yeah. You guys are the defending champs. Everybody wants to beat you, but nobody could.
Yeah, no. I think there was definitely a target on our back, as Matty said, but I think how we reacted to it, we were always just wanting to prove ourselves. And, you know, the teams around us, they want to beat us, but, you know, we get along with them well. They're all good competitors, and they know what we're about, but we prepared for it. And
it was important that we didn't just look to nationals straight away. You know, we had to win the conference first. You know, there's a couple really good teams in the Yankee Small Conference, you know, Southern Maine, Paul Smith. They gave us really good games. But we got through that, and then, we're nationals, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was good.
Yeah, not too shabby. And I'm checking out your roster over here, and we were talking a little bit before we started the podcast that there was a time with Central Maine Community College Athletics where you could look at the roster, and it was a lot of local kids that made up these teams. Now I'm looking at this roster. We have kids from England and Canada and Venezuela and France and Spain. It is amazing. And what I'm thinking of is, how do you get all of those kids to gel and become a team and play for each other?
Yeah, that's a really important factor. You know, me and Mitch being second years and the freshmen coming in, we just try and, you know, do activities together as much as we can together. You know, we're obviously out every night together. So we just try and involve everyone, and we all became friends really quickly. And, there's not too much of a language barrier, maybe with one or two, but we all can sort of communicate with each other well. And, but training, you know, we're all just like best friends. Yeah. And a lot of us live together as well, which really helps.
That does.
We all live in the dorm, so we spend so much time together, and it just builds that relationship.
Yeah, and soccer is truly a global sport.
100%, right? Yeah.
How long did it take for you guys to get comfortable calling it soccer?
Well, I probably just got comfortable, and the new English guys, the freshmen, shout at me when I'll say soccer. Oh, it's not soccer, it's football. But they'll soon realise that it's just easier to say soccer.
Yeah. But I tried to say football for a bit, but then everyone just thinks you're talking about American football.
Right, they start talking about the Patriots, and that's not what I'm talking about. Let's go to the championship game against Cincinnati Claremont. I saw photos of the stadium you guys played in, Highmark Stadium in Pittsburgh. Absolutely beautiful.
It's amazing, yeah. So I actually went to watch the USL game. The Riverhounds were playing on a Friday, and it was packed out. They set a record attendance, and I was there knowing that I'd hopefully be playing there on Sunday. So it's pretty special. The experience last year was sort of motivation to get back there, and obviously it wasn't quite as full when we played, but it was really special. And they've just put down a new turf as well, which made it even better.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place, and you can see the sort of the skyline of the city just behind it. It's really cool.
It's absolutely beautiful. So you're taking on Cincinnati Claremont for the national championship. If you can, just take us through that day. What's going through your mind? How are you preparing for this game? You've been there before, but now you have a chance to repeat.
Well, yeah, so first off, Dan came up with a great idea. Dan Semple, he's our freshman striker. He said, English tradition, let's all wear suits to the game. So we got dressed up in the morning and looked pretty smart. You know, we're just waiting around the hotel.
Yep.
I'd say the mood was fairly relaxed considering we were playing a championship that game that day. Got there nice and early, nice little pitch walk. And then there was just an element of belief in the changing rooms. You know, Dalton and Jeremy did a very good pre-match talk. You know, I'm sure they've been preparing for that over the night. And then when we got out there, luckily this guy settled the nerves pretty early on. He didn't keep anyone waiting too long. So, you know, 90 seconds into a game when you've got a lead, you've got something to defend, and that was so important.
It was.
He doesn't like taking credit.
You don't have to be humble.
No, it was cool because I was for some reason, like, I didn't usually get like really nervous, but in the dressing room before that game, I was really nervous, and but we went out and, you know, we knew we could do it, but so we got a corner, and I always try and attack the corners because I feel like I'm quite good in the air, and Albie just put like a perfect ball into the box. It made it easy for me, really, just headed it in. They had like one of their smallest players was like marking me. So it's just like, just jumped over him and just headed it in. And that was good. It sort of settled the nerves a bit. We were confident after then.
Yeah, I would think so. Especially after that first goal, like you said, so early.
Yeah.
And it just kind of calms everybody down. You're like, all right, we got a lead now. Let's protect it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we did. As soon as we had the lead, we could play a little bit more defensive. And, you know, the defense this year has been ridiculous. It's been so good. So you can trust the guys. Even the freshmen have done so well. So it was nice to be able to just trust the defense and just relax a little bit.
And I think, what did you guys give up, like 2 goals throughout the entire playoffs? Or something?
Yes, we did, yeah. The first game we didn't concede any, and then the second game we conceded 2. That was a very tight game. That was a lot more nerve-wracking to watch and be part of. And then the third game and the final, we managed to shut them out.
The defence has been solid, but, you know, a big shout-out to Cody Cleveland, who's our keeper. He's the best keeper I've ever played with. You know, he's not had much to do in some games, but when we've needed him, he's always been there. And to play with a keeper like that, you know, you've got him behind the defence, it's so satisfying, because if a striker's one-on-one, you always fancy Cody, so.
Yeah,
he's ridiculous.
And then in the second half, Maddie, you got another one.
Yep.
And that one is just huge.
Yeah,
because now you have some insurance, you have a buffer zone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so tell us about what happened there.
Well, it was
the same.
Quite
same
a deal? Similar sort of deal. I think that was literally like our second corner. I think the first goal was like our first corner, and I think the second goal was our second corner. So I just sort of like jogged up the same as I always do. And I always like try and go in like the back corner of the box and like make like a diagonal run. So if the ball's like a bit further back, I can make it. And if it's closer, then I can still make it. And they had like 2 men on me that time. But Albie literally again just putting the perfect ball, and the goalkeeper decided not to like come and punch it, and anyways just landed on my head, and I couldn't believe it. Like, I just ran around the pitch like celebrating. I was just like, what has just happened? Like I don't score many goals, and to score like 2 like that was just amazing. I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah,
didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, Mitch, what are you thinking at that point?
I was just buzzing. Obviously, Matty stepped up big time. It's exactly what we needed. I just found it funny because we barely scored from corners all season. And then we get 2 in the final. But I think once Matty got that second goal, that was when we sort of knew. 1 goal is a bit of a dangerous lead. But as soon as Matty got that second, we could relax a little bit more. And then it was just about keeping our heads, really, making sure no one got too complacent. And I think the lads did like a really good job of that. Especially, again, the freshmen have been so important this year. But to come in and show that experience, it like they'd already been there.
Yeah, we were so focused. Like, after that second goal went in, we were so focused in defending, and we were just like, we were not gonna lose that game after that. Everyone was so locked in and just so focused until the end. But I have to say, that second half felt like hours and hours. Yeah. It felt like forever. I was like, come on, can we get the game over now?
we need to celebrate over here, right?
Yeah. It just feels so much longer when you're like actually playing.
And then the game ends, you get to lift the trophy, and you get to feel that experience all over again, but this time it's back-to-back. You guys are, it's no fluke that you won that first one. How good did that feel?
Yeah, that was pretty special, to be honest. I can't explain why, but I feel like it felt better this year. I don't know if it was because we had more of a challenge at Nationals and how close the games were, but, you know, that final whistle, when that went, it was really special. And to share it with everyone, it was pretty special.
Yeah.
It was, yeah. So good. I mean, it was great for us returning and winning a second one, but sort of mainly like for the freshmen to just sort of experience what it's like to win and hopefully give them some, you know, motivation for next year, and they can pass it on to the incoming freshmen for next year.
What did Coach have to say to you guys after the game?
I think Coach was just shaking after getting water poured on him, to be honest. But no, I think everyone was just obviously celebrating, and then Dalton, he was so relaxed, and I think he was just happy for us to enjoy the moment. He didn't say too much until later on, when he sort of expressed how proud he was and stuff, and sort of the same with Coach Jeremy as well. Just so relaxed, relieved, got the job done, and then expressed later how proud and happy he was for us.
Yeah.
Dalton was definitely very cold after the final whistle.
Yeah, he was. But he's really relaxed, and that's what we sort of like about him. You know, he sort of lets us do our thing a little bit, but he also, you know, tells us when, you know, when he needs to. And we do need to sometimes.
How would you guys describe like the culture and the personality of this team?
It's pretty special, isn't it?
It's really special.
It's hard to find that word, but I've never been with a bunch of guys that have come from such different backgrounds but gel so well. I think because we just spend so much time with each other. Like, don't get me wrong, these guys will annoy each other pretty much every day, but, you know, we'll always go out. We're out for food, everything. We just gel so well. And, you know, I don't get how it works, but it does.
Yeah, I just find it so amazing how, like, we can all be from different parts of the world and we all come together at Central Maine Community College, and we come together through soccer, and like, because that's what we all love, and it's just amazing, to be honest. And it's really special.
I think how close we are off the pitch can show on the pitch as well in the way that we play, which has been important in the success this year.
Yeah. Mitch, when did you fall in love with the game?
Oh, probably when I was like 3 or 4, you know, playing indoor football back home, and it's like you just get addicted to it. There's no other way to describe it. It's an addiction, and you just can't stop playing. Even with injuries, the hardest part is not being able to play, but you're still there, you're watching the games, everything. And I'd say everyone in the squad is just addicted to soccer.
Yeah.
What do you love about the game?
Well, I think Central Maine sort of sums it up is the people that you meet when you're playing. You know, the success is one thing, but the people that you meet as well is definitely another. You know, I've been in teams where we weren't winning, but the guys, you enjoy it, and sort of the relationships that you make. But obviously the success is nice as well. Yeah. So this year's definitely been all about the people you meet. Last year as well, the squad got along so well. So definitely the people.
Maddie, when did you start playing?
Probably about the same age, about 3 or 4, yeah.
Saturday club
it was, yeah. Yeah, Edgerton. Yeah, we played for the same like club team as well.
Yeah,
which was really great.
And what do you love about the game, other than, you know, scoring 2 goals in a national championship?
I mean, as Mitch says, the people. But honestly, just like being outside and like, you know, being outside and exercising. You know, when you exercise, you always feel good. But like to exercise and do something that you love, and like to be with the people that you love, and it's just like, that's it, really.
It's like we hate going on a run, but if you're running in soccer,
exactly. Don't like running, but if I'm running to a football, to a soccer ball, sorry, right. Then you know that's it. But we both just love football, like soccer. Sorry,
hey, you're not offending me.
Yeah,
go right ahead.
Like, we both have teams that we support in England, and we go to watch their games, and it's sort of just like the culture in England. Like, everyone just loves soccer, and it's just part of the culture there.
Yeah,
so you're sort of a bit weird if you don't like it, really.
Right.
It's cool with Hearts of Iron now as well. You get that taste of home because it is pretty similar to the English atmosphere at a soccer game. So that's really nice.
How would you, and Maddie, we'll start with you on this one. How would you describe your overall experience at Central Maine Community College?
It's been incredible. I have to say, like, when I had the opportunity to come out to the States and play soccer, I was very hesitant. I was all set up to go to university in England, and that's sort of what I was planning to do. And then the offer came along, and I sort of just thought, like, it's an opportunity that I just can't take down. Like, not many people get given this opportunity, and I've got to just take it and make the most of it. And I always thought to myself, you know, if I didn't enjoy it for whatever reason, I could always come home. So I just had to take that opportunity. And I'm so glad it is. Everyone at Central Maine is so nice. It's sort of a college where everyone sort of knows each other. So we all know each other. We all go watch other teams play. Like, we watch the basketball play, baseball, ice hockey, which we really enjoy doing. And, you know, everyone's just friends, and it's really good. And the classes are good, and the dorms are all right. The doors are good. And, we really enjoy it there.
And Mitch?
Yeah, I was sort of the opposite to Matty. I sort of always wanted to come, but it took me a year to convince him to come with me. But yeah, it's definitely the best decision I've made. You know, it's a very different experience from sort of UK uni, but the focus on the sport and being such a close-knit community, I think that's what makes it so special, is going to everyone else's games. You know everyone pretty much, and it is by far the best decision I made.
That is high praise. You guys have, you're creating lifelong memories and lifelong friendships.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Here through this experience, which is absolutely incredible. We're so proud to have you right up the road from us.
Thank you.
Awesome. And you were, after you won the national championship in Pittsburgh, you were treated to a 13-hour bus ride home.
Yeah.
which is what everyone wants after they win a title.
What you want after winning, yeah. Right.
Yeah, that was probably the downside, but you've got to come back, haven't you? So.
Yeah, you do. It wasn't too bad, though, because it wasn't like we didn't leave like straight after the game. We left like 5 a.m. the following morning.
Yeah.
So most of us just sort of stayed awake, and then we just slept on the bus. And then it's not too bad then, is it really, if you sleep most of the way? Yeah. So, yeah, it was fine. And we were all just still buzzing off the game, so it doesn't feel too bad, to be honest.
Yeah. So what's next for you guys after CM? Mitch, we'll start with you.
So I've started looking at transferring. You know, I spoke to a few coaches at Nationals, but, you know, it's a whole big process, and hopefully find a four-year school that suits me, you know, on and off the pitch. So start looking at that now, reaching out to coaches and stuff, and just hope that success we've had this season can help me go somewhere else as well.
Yeah, and what would you like to major in?
So I'm in exercise science right now, so hopefully stay along them lines, because you get the best of both worlds. You get sport in the classroom as well, so that would be really cool.
And Maddie, what's after CM for you?
I think I'm going back to England and finishing my degree there. Mm-hmm. I'm all set up to go to the university in Manchester. So that's what I'm sort of planning to do. But I'm also looking at options in the US as well. You know, I'm having a look at transferring, talking to a few schools at the moment. So, yeah.
Well, guys, it has been an absolute pleasure having you in today. We're not done yet. I just want to let you know that I know this came together at the last minute. It's a pleasure for us to have you in and share your story with our listeners.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, we really appreciate you having us on.
Absolutely. And congratulations once again on an incredible, unbeaten season.
Thank you very much.
Ended in the best way possible.
Thank you.
Right off Maddie's head.
Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business, for business. Learn more at lydiamediallc.com.
So guys, we like to close out the show with a segment called Three Random Questions, where JC and I will ask you questions that have nothing to do with CM or soccer. We just want to get to know you a little better as members of our community.
Amazing.
All right, so Mitch, we'll start with you. This is one of my favorites. If you were presented with a time machine and you could take one round trip to the past or to the future, where would you go and why?
Ooh, so it'd be before I was born. It'd be the Champions League final between Liverpool and AC Milan. I'd just go to that game, you know, 3-0 down, and they drew 3-3, won on penalties. I don't think you can compare that to anything, to be honest. Of course, it had to be soccer related.
Of course. Yeah, no worries there. So if you're going to the game, where are you sitting?
Ooh, I think in the Liverpool section behind the goal. I think that's where you get the best atmosphere. It's probably not the best view, but it's all about the atmosphere at a game like that.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't leave at halftime like some of the people did. I'd stay for the full game. Definitely.
Do you think at any time during that game you would fear for your safety?
Probably, yeah. 100%. Knowing some English fans, definitely. But
the answer is yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. All right. Maddie, time machine, where are you going?
Oh, my gosh. That's a really tough question.
I can guess yours.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go soccer-related again. It would be the 1999 Champions League final as well.
I knew he was going to say
for
that.
Manchester United. Oh, that was amazing.
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Yeah, two goals in injury time. Yeah, I'd have to go there. And again, I'd probably fear for my safety there as well. The atmosphere would be crazy.
Yeah. All right, JC, what do you got?
If you could gain one ability, what would it be? Like superpower?
It's probably header in the ball as good as this guy, but no. I'm not too sure, to be honest. Maybe, oh, that's a good question. Do you want to go?
I don't know.
You stumped him, JC.
You've stumped him.
Maybe like super strength or something. That'd be pretty cool.
It'd be cool to fly, wouldn't it? Fly around.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
Pittsburgh trip would be
amazing. Or teleport.
Yeah.
Maybe teleport, actually. Just go wherever you want, whenever you want. Yeah. That'd be amazing.
I like that. Yeah.
It would.
Yeah.
If things get too hairy at the soccer match, you can just teleport right out of there.
Get right out of there.
Straight out.
All right. Is that what you're both going with? Did you each have a chance?
I'll go with strength.
You go strength, and I'll go teleport.
All right. Final question. Mitch, if soccer didn't exist, what would you be doing?
Well, it would have to be another sport. Rugby always looks pretty fun, but I'm a bit fragile, so maybe not rugby. I think basketball would be pretty cool. I love watching basketball, so I don't know, maybe I'd try that. I'm rubbish at the moment, but maybe if I put a bit more time into it when I was younger.
All right.
I don't know what I'd do, to be honest. Like, it's just, I'd probably play rugby, like Mitch said. I'd probably find another sport and just have played that instead. But it would definitely be tough without soccer.
Yeah. I'm always curious, like, you guys who grew up with rugby, when you watch American football, what do you think? Are you thinking, like, what are all the pads for?
Yeah, it's all the stoppages I'm like, what on earth? It's like I watch a game and then the game just stops and it's like, I just want to like see it carry on.
Yeah.
Because that's what rugby is. It's just like 40-minute halves and there's no stoppages really. But rugby's great to watch and it's sort of coming up a bit here. It's not like really popular yet, but I think soon it will be. So, yeah.
I mean, I love American football as well, but there's something about rugby there. I don't know how they do it. But... The hits that they take without the pads as well. I know there's some big hits in American football, but them rugby guys are just different.
It's a different breed.
Yeah,
a whole
really
different
is.
Breed
it
of human
really
right
is.
There.
I couldn't do it.
It's crazy. All right, guys. Hope you had some fun.
Yes,
Thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck in whatever the future brings for both of you.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate
you. Mitch Cameron and Maddie Waters of your national champion, Central Maine Community College men's soccer team. Thanks to Rupert's Beverage and Redemption and DeBlois Electric for sponsoring today's episode. And if you'd like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam Ashby via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com.
Have a great day. And remember, don't bite your cat. And I will say I have bitten my cat.